USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Roslyn made landfall on a sparsely populated stretch of Mexico's Pacific coast between the resorts of Puerto Vallarta and Mazatlan Sunday morning, then declined to a tropical storm force and quickly moved inland. As of Sunday night, Roslyn had 30-mile-an-hour winds, down from its peak of 130. President Trump has hired a legal firm to address the subpoena against him from the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Dillon Law Group, the firm, already represents multiple witnesses targeted by the panel, including Michael Flynn. The committee formally served Trump with a subpoena on Friday and is seeking Trump's testimony for a deposition on November 14th. President Biden's open border policy has allowed 2.3 million illegal immigrants into the interior of the country. This number was released by the government late Friday and does not account for the people avoiding law enforcement at the border and sneaking in. This is the worst number in American history and continues to be the status quo for the Democrat president. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs on Newsmax.
600,000 to 800,000 unknown gotaways, the ones that we don't count because we just don't know how many are in that group or whatever. And that's the people that are the most dangerous because they don't want to be caught. They're the ones that are bringing in terrorists and criminal gang members, and they're the ones bringing in the drugs.
China's economy grew stronger than expected in the third quarter as the country bounced back modestly from COVID lockdowns in the spring. Though challenges remain for leader Xi Jinping, consolidation control over the communist nation, for another 5 years. China's gross domestic product grew by 3.9% in the 3 months that ended September 30th from a year earlier. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Rishi Sunak is looking to become Britain's next prime minister after Boris Johnson withdrew from the contest on Sunday, saying that although he had enough support to make the final ballot, he realized the United Kingdom and the Conservative Party needs unity. Gang violence in Chicago, Illinois over the weekend has taken the lives of three young Hispanic boys. Tony Maruso has more.
Drag racing involving a 100-car caravan is blamed for the latest mass shooting in Chicago. Police say five people were shot, three fatally, at about 4 a.m. Sunday morning after drag racers took over an intersection in the city's Brighton Park neighborhood. Here's Police Commander Don Jerome.
The three deceased are one male Hispanic, approximately 15 to 20 years old, one male Hispanic, approximately 16 to 20 years old, and another male Hispanic, approximately 20 years old.
Commander Jerome added this.
All three of the decedents did have a gang affiliation.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
And then there were two. The Philadelphia Phillies are set to face the Houston Astros in the World Series after Bryce Harper slugged his fifth homer of the postseason on Sunday night to defeat San Diego Padres. It's Philadelphia's first trip to the World Series since 2009. The best-of-seven contest begins on Friday. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.